All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the 2018 Major League Baseball playoffs are upon us, and this is a very exciting time. Why? Because there is something extremely special about baseball in October. And today I'm going to be talking about things from the American League side. And the biggest question is, who is the team to beat in the American League playoffs? Why? Because any of these five teams can get hot and just really ride that wave of momentum to the pennant. Going to start off with the best team in the American League regular season wise, and that's the Boston Red Sox. Now, the Red Sox just finished up one of their best seasons in franchise history. Why? Because they won 108 games. But as good as the Red Sox were during the regular season, their chances in the postseason begin and end with the health of starting pitcher Chris Sale. Now, you know, he has had some arm issues in the second half of the season, which have limited him. The Red Sox have been extremely cautious, but I'll tell you right now, if Sale is not healthy and if Sale is not on top of his game, the Red Sox could lose in the LDS for the third consecutive year. And it's going to be very important for the Red Sox to win that first game with Sale. Why? Because you look at behind him in that starting rotation, and David Price has really struggled big time in the postseason, whether it's been with the Red Sox, the Tampa Bay Rays, or the Detroit Tigers, or the Toronto Blue Jays for that matter. Price is 2-8 with an ERA of 5.03, which simply ain't going to get it done if Boston wants to win the World Series again. Now, relief pitcher Craig Kimbrell is set to become a free agent at the end of this season, and he wants to go into free agency on a positive note. So I think he's going to have a big-time impact for the Red Sox if they're going to make a push. And you look at this lineup, Boston simply hits. You look at those killer bees with the likes of Xander Bogaerts, Andrew Benintendi, and Mookie Betts. And a lot of people, myself included, feel that Mookie Betts will be the MVP of the American League this season. And you look at Betts, he is so important to this team, because when he is able to get on base, it just opens up things for the likes of J.D. Martinez in that Boston lineup. Now, first-year Red Sox manager Alex Cora has been able to push all of the right buttons, but the thing will be, can he get the Red Sox to the Fall Classic and, of course, ultimately winning it all? I look at the Houston Astros, and the defending champs are looking to get back, and they are once again looking good under the guidance of manager A.J. Hinch. You look at this veteran Astros rotation, which consists of the likes of Justin Verlander, Gerrit Cole, and Dallas Keuchel. They are going to be tough for a lot of lineups in the postseason. Roberto Osuna, of course, the Astros picked him up for the Toronto Blue Jays, and he has been lights out closing out games. And then you look at this all of a sudden veteran Astros lineup with the likes of George Springer, Alex Bregman, Carlos Correa, and Jose Altuve. And one thing that we saw last year during Houston's World Series run was that this lineup consistently had the ability to put stress on opposing pitchers. You look at the Cleveland Indians and the Tribe, they've flown under the radar this year due to the fact that the AL Central was bad. I mean, Cleveland won this division in their sleep, and they kind of coasted to the 3 seed in the American League. And the pitching will have to carry them, because if you look at the likes of Corey Kluber, who is once again in the mix to win the American League Cy Young Award. You also have Carlos Carrasco and Trevor Bauer in that rotation. And Cleveland's bullpen, they're good when they're good, and they can be shaky at the same time. So it's going to be imperative for the likes of Cody Allen, Andrew Miller, and Oliver Perez to be on top of their game. Now, they're still going to need to hit. Michael Brantley is a solid bat in this lineup, as is Jose Ramirez, who is one of the bigger power sluggers in the AL this year. And don't sleep on veteran Edwin Encarnacion. Encarnacion because he can get hot and put this Cleveland lineup on his back for manager Terry Francona. Then you look at the two wildcard teams, and I'm going to start off with the New York Yankees. The only reason that they were a wild card team is because the Red Sox were so good this year. The Yankees still managed to win 100 games. This is a 2018 version of Murderer's Row. Aaron Judge is back, and he's healthy. The Yankees are getting back Didi Gregorius at the right time. You look at Giancarlo Stanton. This will be the first time that he will get a taste of postseason baseball. You also have the likes of Aaron Hicks and Miguel Andujar in that lineup. So the Yankees know how to put stress on opposing pitching staffs with their power bats. And because of those power bats, they are never out of a game. Now, Gary Sanchez, their young studded catcher, did have an offseason this past year. And the Yankees are hopeful that he can find a way to get it going in the postseason. Now, the Yankees do have a bevy of veteran arms to rely on. You look at the likes of J.A. Happ, Lance Lynn, C.C. Sabathia, Masahiro Tanaka, and Sonny Gray in that rotation. I see a situation where Sonny Gray is in the bullpen because I don't see how the Yankees brain trust can trust Gray due to his ups and downs throughout the regular season. But if the Yankees can get it to their bullpen, you look at the likes of Aroldis Chapman, Dellin Betances, and Dave Robertson to really shut down opposing lineups. So for first-year manager Aaron Boone, he knows that the pressure is on his team, but the Yankees simply find a way to rise to that occasion. And then finally, there's the Oakland A's. And as always, the A's are playing with house money. They won 97 games this year. Nobody expected it after three consecutive last place finishes in the American League West. But Bob Melvin's club will be hampered. There's no Sean Manea at the top of that rotation. Of course, he was lost earlier this season. The A's do have a solid bullpen, and that's going to be important in that wild card game with the Yankees because the A's could make it a wild card game just going arm for arm with the Yankees. And you never know. I mean, it's nobody really expects anything from the A's in that game. But you look at the likes of Chris Davis, Matt Chapman, and Steven Piscotty. They can get hot at the plate. And don't sleep on Oakland. And I mean, this team still won 97 games. And they belong there. So if the Yankees come in there with the attitude like, well, the A's don't belong in the same field with us, they could go home prematurely. So I think for the Yankees, in order for them to get past the Athletics in that wild card game, they are definitely going to have to bring their A game. But at the end of the day, I think that the Houston Astros are the team to beat in the American League. And I mean, you have some very good teams out there with some very, very compelling stories this year. But I think the veteran savvy of the Astros, been there, done it. They're not afraid of the Red Sox. They beat them last year in the LDS. They're not afraid of the Yankees. They beat them last year in the LCS. And they darn sure won't be afraid of either the Athletics, who did push them in the AOS should they meet in the postseason, or the Cleveland Indians. And I think that veteran presence will be just enough for the Astros to get back to the Fall Classic for the second consecutive year. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.